So what is the future of the Lighthouse from your organization's perspective? I mean, I know the Juno Group has looked at it as a center of research and a place for people to stay remotely even. Is that the same thing that you'd like to see as a group?
Definitely. So we love what Juno Lighthouse Association did in keeping it in terms of it is a place to live. It is a historic lighthouse. So it does serve as a great place for remote research. We definitely want to keep that. And it does serve as a great place for someone to be able to visit either in a tourism base or just as a local just passing by. And also to have someone be able to stay the night. At this time, that's not possible. Excuse me. There's quite a few renovations and work that needs to be done that hasn't been upkept as well. So our focus right now is to get it back to that point. And so we definitely need the community help for that.
So you're looking for volunteer work and donation or what?
Yes, definitely. A lot of it is just labor. You know, we need people to come help paint, and we need people who know a little bit about electricity or people who know a little bit about solar panels or to help renovate and fix what we have going so that we can continue to use it as a research platform, as a visitor platform, as a platform and place to stay overnight even.
Will there be work days for that kind of thing, or people have to stay out there? Or how does it work?
There will be work days, and with the Five Finger Lighthouse Society will advertise those quite heavily and recruit volunteers for those. And we would take people out for the day and bring them back in. And, of course, that's weather dependent. You know, Five Finger Lighthouse is, of course, as most of us know, not an easy place to get to. It's a very rocky island.
It's a long boat ride from Petersburg. What, an hour or two? Or
In miles, it's 40 miles.
Okay. So depending on weather, it could be.
It can take a little longer.
Yeah. So work days, those will be throughout the summer, or what's the plan?
So our work season is really in summer. Mm-hmm. That is when the reliable weather, and as we know, Frederick Sound gets calmer, and you can actually enjoy your time while you're out there. You can see whales while you're volunteering, all that. So that season kind of ramps up in May and tapers off in September.
Okay. So the goal is to get it ready so people could stay out there for longer periods, is that right?
Or? Correct. Okay. Our goal is also to have a lighthouse keeper there continuously in the future. Right now, that's not possible, but our goal, one of our long-term strategic plan goals, is to have that as a command center, right?
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Not year-round, but during the warmer months, during the research season?
And during the tourist and fishing and research seasons in the summer, yes.
What else are you going to cover? What is the talk going to be about Thursday night?
Yeah, so the talk is we're going to touch briefly on a little bit of history. There's some really fun history that people don't know about the lighthouse. It's just so close, and yet we don't realize that it's a national historic place. It's actually of great significance in U.S. history, and we just kind of know it as our lighthouse. So we're going to talk a little bit about some interesting points of history, and like it burned down, and it burned down on a really snowy night. And the neighboring island, it was so snowy, did not even see that lighthouse burn down. The whole thing was engulfed, and they could not see that. And they showed up in the morning and went, the lighthouse is gone. You know, and so we'll touch some interesting tidbits.
That was in the 1930s?
Yes, that was 1933.
33, okay.
And then it was rebuilt by 1935.
Oh, wow, okay. So that's what the current day structure dates back to 35 then.
Yes. Okay. So we'll touch a little bit about that, some interesting tidbits there. When it became a National Historic Landmark. Also, we're going to touch base on the new nonprofit and bringing it to Petersburg. So the change in this nonprofit from Juno Lighthouse Association to Five Finger Lighthouse Society and what that means. So what is our strategic plan? You know, we're not just going, okay, we're going to fix it somehow. What's our actual means of doing that and what are our priorities? And we have some great videos also of animals and plants in the lighthouse itself, kind of see so people can see the seasonal changes. A lot of people don't get to go out there very often. So there's some short little video clips of what that lighthouse looks like in all parts of the year.
Is it still used by what tour groups stop there and researchers are also expected to come back there this year?
So researchers this year is a maybe.
Okay.
Of course, a lot of researchers don't know until a couple weeks out if all the funding goes through just right and they can get the boat out there or what. But we do expect tour groups to stop by this year. We're not going to have any long-term residents at the lighthouse this season, but that is in the books for next year and moving forward.
What else would you like people to know?
I think that it's really great for people to know that we have such an iconic structure just around the corner from us. We say, oh, it's so far, but it really, as the crow flies, it's not. And it's just a matter of getting there or passing by and to realize, wow, this is such an important part of U.S. history in the Gold Rush and being the first lighthouse in Alaska and the last manned lighthouse in Alaska also. And, you know, it's been on a U.S. postage stamp. There's so much beautiful history around it. And it's worth preserving not only as a navigational aid, but also as a point of interest to go be able to visit and to be able to observe the beautiful natural wildlife around there. And also to just to preserve a history that could easily be lost.